First and foremost, let me say that before I get into this topic, I need everybody to understand. When I ask the question, I'm speaking from the perspective of an Outkast fan, as an Andre 3000 fan. So don't get so caught up like it's a sense of entitlement or something when I'm asking the question. I'm just putting it out there because it's not like a thing like he owes us, you know, another album. It's just that we, as fans of real hip hop, fans of Outkast, we are longing to get some real rap back into the fold. I know this ain't the 90s. No, this is not even about it being the 90s no more, and people grow up and they're evolved, and he has every right to explore and experiment on his creativity. But think of it like this. Think of it from this perspective. Okay? In 2023, for the real hip-hop listener, for the real, the backpackers, whatever you want to call us, true old heads, whatever you want to call us, in 2023, you can count on one hand which albums were the saving grace for this year. Okay? Like, literally, the only albums, and y'all can correct me in the comments if there was more that I may have overlooked or missed, but besides the release of Nas's two albums, Black Thought, Talib Kweli, West Side Gun, Lloyd Banks, Killer Mike, what other albums did we have to look forward to or anticipate on coming out this year? You know, at least the albums that I just mentioned, you have two of them, Killer Mike and Nas in particular, that's been nominated for Grammys for this year. And these were authentic hip hop albums. So the rest of the albums, the rest of the commercialized rap music that we had, that we've been exposed to, is like, yo, we tired of this shit. How many more times do we have to hear stripper music? The ghetto ratchet, the gang banger, we smoking on the ops type songs. Like, you know, when you talk about being older and evolving, that's a whole part of it. Like that man said he was 48 years old. Like, you can't be 45 plus still listening to trap, still listening to stripper music. Something wrong with that picture. If that's what you get off of, and that's your groove, okay, fine. But you, 45 plus year old, you should be totally removed from those type of subject matters. If you're 45 plus and you're still talking about gang banging and smoking on ops, or if you're 45 plus talking about how you can make that booty drop, something wrong with that picture. So that's why we need more intelligent type of songs for, you know, people of our listening circle. You know, all the other stuff, that's for the young folks. Let the young folks have it. That's, you know, like when we were young and all the ratchet music came out, then, you know, we were bobbing our head to it. We didn't know no better, just like these kids didn't know any better. But as you become an adult and the responsibilities mount in, and you have grandkids and you have to make your doctor's appointments, you have to make sure your mortgage is paid, you have to make sure you go to work every day, you're totally removed from a lot of the subject matter that they have in these raps right now. So that's why, you know, we'll be longing for a release from the pioneers and the veterans. They're the only ones that's saving the genre right now, if you haven't noticed. Yeah, that's right, I said it. Yeah, all them other kids, they doing their streams and all that. However, overall, that kind of music, you can't play in a overall, say, like the family reunion, the cookout. You can't play none of this modern music today without people looking at you like, without us in the older generation looking at you like you crazy. And I've heard the album, by the way, to date. I've heard the Andre 3000 Instrumental Flute album. Yeah, it's meditation music, you know. It's cool. It's something, you know, yeah, when it's time to wind down, when it's time to detach from all the debauchery of the world, you want to throw on that? That is, yeah, it's awesome. You know, we were secretly hoping, again, as an Outkast fan, we were secretly hoping that we would fall amongst the lines of, say, the Robert Glasper experiment, Miles Davis, Doobop, I forget the name of that, but you remember, but those that know what I'm talking about, know what I'm talking about. Rest in peace, Guru from Gangstar, when he did his Jazzmatazz series. We were just hoping it was along those lines. Would have been like, oh yeah. And I even checked out the interview that he gave to GQ magazine, where he was saying, you know, at his age, like, what is there to rap it about? You know, getting a colonoscopy. And I say to that, yeah, we need. Yeah, you could do that. You, the creative genius that you are, you get together with the Dungeon Family. Y'all just get together one more time for the culture. And you make a song about getting your colon checked. Do you realize not only is that bringing public awareness to the seriousness of how colon cancer kills almost 900,000 people worldwide in 2023, 50,000 people are going to die from colon cancer. So yeah. Having a hip-hop song about getting your colon checked is very much needed in the community. And I'm pretty sure, me personally, I'm pretty sure, and I speak for everybody else in the culture, we would rather much hear about the creativity you could put to it, getting your colon checked, versus what these other kids is talking about, how brown the booty hole is. But, to answer the question, does Andre 3000 owe the culture another hip-hop classic? The answer is no, he doesn't owe us. He's definitely made his stamp in the realm. He's left us with timeless classic that we can always go back and listen to and always cherish. But we would appreciate just some new material. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, if he'd have did the whole album, say, on a Spodey-Odey, Dopalicious type of vibe, can you imagine? Is that too much to ask? And put the flutes behind it. Hell, you ain't even got to put no drums behind it. Put the flutes behind it. Little spoken word, little verbiage. Man. That's definitely something that all of us can appreciate. And for those of you thinking like, oh, maybe a song about colon cancer would be too much. Well, one of the song titles off of Andre 3000's new song, the slang word for pussycat rolls off the tongue with far better ease than the proper word vagina. Do you agree? That was the title of one of his songs, ladies. So you're saying that making a song about getting a colonoscopy is just way too much, it's off limits? Stop. But hey, who am I to say? But what do y'all think about it? You know, anybody else in the vein that you would like to hear from back in the day that could probably bring some balancement to the state of rap music and the way it is? Let me know what you're thinking. Holla back. This is D Divine.